A half hour when the good ideas invented by homemakers are passed along by way of radio so that everybody can make use of them. That's one nice thing about the idea, you know. Everybody can use it at the same time, and the idea remains as good as ever. There's always plenty to go around. We'll wager that we've got some brand new tricks in housekeeping that you'll be glad to hear about. This is a busy time in the morning for housekeepers, so we've planned the program so that you'll be sure to get all the highlights. Whenever you hear the buzzer go like this, that's a signal there's some information coming that you're quite sure to want. Get the idea? First, you hear some music, the kind that makes dishwashing easy, and you'll hear the buzzer, and that means homemakers give an ear. We've got something specially for you. Okay, the Rhythm Rangers are here again, and the entertainers musically first, as Edith and Dave sing When Mother Played the Organ. The buzzer, and every time that buzzer goes, you know there's something important. This time it's a beauty hint. It's a very simple one, but do you know I think they are the best ones. This is one of those little tricks of daily good grooming that a woman who is fastidious about her fingernails would not dare to omit. It doesn't take a minute to do it. Just before you go to bed at night, but oh my, it shows up the next morning if you have neglected to do it. Keep a small tube of Vaseline on the table by your bedside, and just before you retire, smear a little of the Vaseline around each one of your fingernails, especially on the cuticles. The next morning, you'll find that the cuticle has a firmer, neater edge, and that is what you want, I know. Now we call on our Rhythm Rangers again, and this time they play for us that old favorite, Soldier's Joy. Thank you. Did you know that for 3,000 years, nobody wore silk except Chinese families of noble birth? And during all that long time, its manufacture was kept a secret under pain of death. Now everyone can wear it. In fact, it's worn so much that the chances are that you will be buying either silk goods or a silk dress very soon, if you haven't already got your new fall dress. A pure dye silk, as you know, is one that has very little metal weighting in it. A metal weighting doesn't always mean that the silk is poor quality by any means. For example, taffeta is a weighted silk. It wouldn't be so stiff and perky if it were not. A little weighting makes the silk hang better and makes it feel better. But if it is too heavily weighted, it will split and pull and wear out very rapidly. If you want to be absolutely sure of the wearing quality, get a pure dye silk. And here is how you can test it. Hold the sample on the end of a long hat pin and hold a match just beneath it. If the silk is weighted, it will turn black, but the little sample will keep its shape. But you see, the metal is supporting it. But if it is pure dye, the silk will all shrivel up and burn away, leaving tiny charred balls along the burned edges. Try that sometime. Edith and Dave come back to the microphone now, and they sing about Smoky Mountain. Ready for the greatest day in their history, Saturday, October 2nd, the first day of the Daring Sale. Remember, Breeze will not be undersold on Daring Sale specials. Here come the penny stretchers, and that means here come your oldest and best friends, all set to make your housework easier for you. There's hardly a housewife to be found anywhere who doesn't love to have a little whipped cream to top off her best desserts. But whipped cream is expensive. And what are you going to do when you find that you haven't nearly enough of it? After you've whipped it up, add a little evaporated milk and whip that up with it. And just see how much you can increase the quantity. If you do it with care, you can add as much as a whole 5-cent can of evaporated milk to 1 cup of whipped cream. There are a lot of things you never think about polishing. You just dust them off and forget them until one day it suddenly strikes you that they look dingy. Brass beds are like that. I guess nobody polishes a brass bed, especially if it has all those knobs on it, until they have to. That's why it's a good idea to lacquer them, because that will keep them clean and shiny for a long time. If you dissolve a little gum shellac in alcohol and apply it with a small brush to a clean brass surface, you won't have to worry about it again for quite a while. To pick up broken glass easily, even the tiniest pieces, pat gently over the spots where the glass is shattered with a pad of damp, absorbent cotton or a wet woolen cloth. This can afterward be burned, and that way remove all chance of anyone being cut by the tiny pieces of glass. And now here's the Captain Penny Stretcher, and it's one for all the men listening in, one they ought to remember. It's one way to make basement stairways safe for the family. Place a soft layer of material such as a sponge rubber pad on the bottom step. Then when a person steps on that one, he knows he's all the way down. And here's the last one for today. A mixture of warm milk and turpentine will make oilcloth like new if the surface is not cracked or damaged. Half and half warm milk and turpentine. Not to drink, you understand, but to polish oilcloth and make it look like new. Well, let's call on our rhythm rangers again. This time, an instrumental number. Mama don't allow no music in here. Fine, folks. We want you, neighbors of ours, to know that the Rhythm Rangers are here to play the music that you like to hear. If you've got a special number that you'd like for them to play or sing for you on this program, just address the Rhythm Rangers in care of Good Morning Neighbor at WMPS in Memphis, and they'll be glad to include your number for you. Now we'd like to call on our good friend Dave of the Rhythm Rangers. He's going to sing for us Old Watermill.
There's an old watermill by a waterfall that will always be dear to my heart.